I have a very short message for you this morning, and everybody said, Amen. It is taken from Numbers, chapter 6, verses 24 through 27.
Tengo un mensaje muy corto en esta mañana y estaremos leyendo en el libro de Números, capítulo 6, versículo 24 al 27.
In the book of Numbers, we find all of the wonderful promises of God.
En el libro de Números encontramos todas las grandes promesas maravillosas de Dios.
Moses is telling us what God has spoken to him.
Moisés nos está diciendo lo que Dios le había dicho a él.
And in verse 22, it says, the Lord spoke to Moses, saying.
En el versículo 22 nos dice, y el Señor ordenó a Moisés.
Speak to Aaron and his sons, saying, this is the way you shall bless the children of Israel. Say to them.
Diles ahora a Aarón y a sus hijos que impartan la bendición a los israelitas con estas palabras.
The Lord bless and keep you.
El Señor te bendiga y te guarde.
The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you.
El Señor te mire con agrado y te extienda su amor.
The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
El Señor te muestre su favor y te conceda la paz.
And so they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them.
Así invocará mi nombre sobre los israelitas para que yo los bendiga.
The Old Testament word for blessing is used many times to reveal God's love, care, and provision. It is used to show God's grace and mercy. In other words, it reveals the very nature of God to man.
En el Antiguo Testamento, las palabras bendición están relacionadas al amor de Dios, su cuidado y provisión, y eso nos permite a nosotros tener su gracia, su amor y su misericordia, y es la manera que Dios se revela al hombre.
In the New Testament, a Greek word is used to show that God is the blessing, and that those who receive him are fully satisfied in every aspect of their life.
En el Nuevo Testamento, la palabra griega que se usa para mostrarnos a Dios es que Él es la bendición y solamente aquellos que lo reciban serán completamente satisfechos y llenos de esa gracia.
Mary, the mother of our Lord, rejoices in being the chosen vessel that will first contain that divine life. She says the world will call her blessed, fully satisfied, and completed in every way. Therefore, today, as we receive the blessing that comes from God, his name is Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us, Wonderful Counselor, Prince of Peace, Everlasting Father. He is the blessing sent by the Father from heaven to prepare us for heaven.
María, la Madre de Nuestro Señor, se regocija tanto al recibir esta noticia que ella fue un vaso usada para contener esa divina vida en ella, y nos da las bendiciones y dice que ella fue completamente satisfecha por medio de esta manera. De esa manera también podemos entender el nombre de Dios, que era Jesús, Emmanuel, Dios con nosotros, Padre eterno, Príncipe de paz. Su bendición está con nosotros ahora y nos muestra el camino hacia el cielo.
Listen and receive the fulfillment of God's blessings from Numbers 6:24. May the Lord. Who is the Lord? His name is Jesus. Thomas said, my Lord and my God. May Jesus bless you, live his life within you and through you, that you may be satisfied and completed in every way. May Jesus keep you in the hollow of his hand, allowing no one, not even Satan, from removing you.
Escuchemos ahora y reciba las bendiciones de Dios que dice en Números 6:24, cuando dice que el Señor, Tomás le dijo, ¿quién es el Señor? Tomás le dijo, tú eres mi Señor y Dios. Jesús te bendiga en este día y que su paz esté dentro de ti y que seas completo en él en toda manera. Oro para que el Señor lo guarde en el hueco de sus manos y que lo guarde incluso de Satanás.
May Jesus make his face to shine upon you ever keeping his presence before you, and be gracious unto you. The word gracious means to give kindness to one who is inferior. May Jesus lift up his countenance, his very presence, his personality, his love, his grace, his mercy, and give freely above what you are able to bear his provision of love and grant you peace.
Que el Señor haga resplandecer su rostro sobre ti, que su presencia te guarde y te dé la gracia. Su palabra gracia significa gracia, amabilidad a alguien inferior. Que esa gracia de Dios te levante continuamente y su presencia te ayude, su amor, su gracia, su misericordia, te haga sentir libre para que tú puedas recibir esa paz siempre.
And so now, in order to receive God's blessing, you must invoke Jesus' name. Jesus said, whatsoever you ask in my name, I will do it. Jesus is Lord, and God will release his blessings to you when you call upon his name.
Ahora, podemos recibir las bendiciones de él siempre y cuando invoquemos su nombre. Él es nuestro Señor, Jesús. Dios mandará sus bendiciones a nosotros cada vez que nosotros invoquemos su nombre, que es el Señor.
Now, in order to receive those blessings, it seems that we should, in fact, announce that we are his.
Ahora, para que los demás sepan que esas bendiciones están para ellos, también debemos de decir que somos de él nosotros.
And so that his blessings may fall upon you, that his care and provision may be with you, that his love may always abound in you, let us now together say, Jesus is Lord, Jesus is Señor.
Amen.
Amen. In this way, we receive the blessing of Christmas, because the blessing comes when we acknowledge that Jesus is the reason for the season.
De esta manera recibimos las bendiciones de la Navidad porque entendemos que la razón de la Navidad es Jesús.
Jesus living in you, the hope of everything you want, the completion of everything you need.
Jesús es la esperanza de todo lo que usted quiera o necesita. Él viviendo en usted tiene esperanza.
Jesus is Lord. And the angels sang, and we rejoice because he has come to play that part in our life.
Jesús es el Señor. Los ángeles se regocijaron y nosotros también porque ha venido a ser parte de nuestras vidas.
And so now may the Lord bless and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. And may he fill you in every way with his peace, with his love, and with his joy.
Que el Señor te bendiga y te guarde. Que el Señor te mire con agrado y te extienda su amor. Y el Señor te muestre su favor y te conceda la paz.
Jesus is Lord.
Jesús es el Señor.
Amen. Today I would simply like to end the service with prayer. Would you bow with me? Dear Holy Heavenly Father, as we come this morning singing your praises, offering you our gifts of praise and worship, we thank you and we come once again to speak the unspeakable words, the word that you have given us, your word, the word of God. And we say it, Jesus has come. Jesus is here. Jesus will come again. May we all live in the expectation of that coming, in the acknowledgement that he is within us, and in the gratitude that you sent him to us. For we ask it in his most precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Merry Christmas.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad. See.